Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to get more muscular, more lean, more fit, faster at any age on a 100% vegan diet. I want to tell you, it is Sunday, December 7th. It is a gorgeously gloomy day here in Austin, Texas. This episode is going to be about how to improve your results with a very underutilized skill called accountability. I don't know about you, but whenever I don't feel like someone's watching me, I kind of fall down a little bit. And sometimes that person that's usually watching me is myself. How do you watch yourself in a way that's more accountable so you can get results? You know, a wise man once told me this: what gets measured improves. And in my experience, that is so true. It doesn't matter if it's my bench press. It doesn't matter if it's the number of reps that I can do at a certain weight on an exercise. It doesn't matter if it's how many times a week I go to the gym. Every time I start measuring those things, suddenly they improve. Not only do they get better, but guess what? At the end of the month, my body looks better than it ever has than before I started measuring. And that, my friends, is accountability. How to keep yourself accountable. Now, there's a lot of ways to do that. You can get friends, you can get buddies to try to help you. A lot of people start there. A lot of people even hire a personal trainer. A lot of people join my Vegan Muscle Project, and then they end up doing the free accountability group that I provide with it this holiday. Whatever works for you, it doesn't matter. But the thing is this: if you're not at least documenting your workouts, then I'm going to tell you right now, you're only going to get a fraction of the results that you could be with the same amount of energy and effort and intent. It's amazing what just documenting does for you. See, do you go to the gym and do you just kind of have an idea in your head and figure out what you're going to work at the time and then just not bother writing it down? I mean, in terms of how much weight you use, do you use the strategy of just like, I'm just going to use as much weight as I can and then go from there? Do you ever try training instinctively? I don't know what I'm going to do today. I'm just going to do whatever feels like it. If you do that and you don't document, guess what? You're never going to get the results that you could have in a time frame that's nice and short. I mean, I'm going to tell you, if you're having trouble getting results in the gym, then you're probably not being as accountable as you could be. Here's how you be accountable. Here's some of the best ways that I know, especially if you're just getting started. Or no, especially if you've been in a plateau for a while. I want you to go to the gym, especially if you want to build muscle. I want you to go to the gym. I want you to document, like write down every single thing that you do. Now, you don't have to go in with a plan. This is the cool thing, right? I teach this in my muscle building strategies. You don't have to go in with a plan. You can figure out the plan when you get there. You just got to write the plan down as you're doing it. Whatever you end up doing. Not the plan, what you actually did. Whatever you end up doing, like if you do bench press, write down how much you did for every single set, how much weight you did, how many reps you did, and then write it down for every single set. Because here's why. In order to get the best results, you ever notice that if you were to do as many reps of an exercise, let's say squat, do as many squats as you possibly can a certain weight, and then you write down that number. Have you ever noticed the next time you got to do squats or it's time to do squats, that if you already have a number in your head that you're going to beat, you usually end up beating it? Now, think about this for a second. In my experience, yes. In fact, it's every time. I always end up either meeting or beating that number. More often, I beat that number. Now, think about this for a second. If you end up beating your best because you wrote it down, because you're aware of what your best is, which means that every time you work out, you're beating the best effort that you've ever put since the last time, versus if you didn't write it down, which most often you know what people do, and I've been guilty of this too. If I don't write things down, I think I'm improving. But it's not until I start writing things down until I realize, wow, I'm actually using the same exact weights, doing the same number of reps every single time for the past several weeks or several months. Tell me this: which one's going to give you more improvement? Which one's going to build more muscle? The strategy where you're increasing your performance every single time, or the one where you're just going back to doing the same thing every single time? I think you know the answer. That's why it's so powerful to write those things down and then bring those back with you, bring those same numbers and stats back with you the next time you go to the gym to do that exercise. One of the simplest ways that I do that is I just put it on my notes app on my iPhone, because everybody takes their phone to the gym, especially if you're using it as your device for listening to music, and then you've got your notes app right there, and you've got the date, you got the exercises that you've done, you've got the reps and sets, and all you got to do is just scroll back and look for what was the best you ever did for that particular exercise that you're doing. That's my tip for you right there. You do that, you're going to improve. You're going to see some major, I guess, an increase in the speed at which you build strength and build endurance. It's all about accountability. Also, on top of that, then there's the support network too. The people around you that are supporting you. Some of us vegans feel all alone out there because you got no one supporting you. I know what that feels like. Here's the thing. If you're vegan and you're looking for some other vegans to support you, you got to reach out for it. You've got to step out for it. You can look for the meetups. And depending on your area, there might be a lot, there might not be a lot. Vegan meetups. That's right. Or you got to form your own. Or you do, that's why I created the accountability holiday accountability group for the 28-day vegan muscle project. I've got spaces still available for that. Had a question from a person yesterday that just signed up, said, "Hey man, I didn't know if there was still space available." Like, you know what? Here's what happened. I reserved 20 spots because that's the maximum number of people that I can take really, really good care of at a time. And I think less than half of that signed up for it. Less than half. I don't know. Maybe it's that time of year. Maybe people think it's just too hard to do, or they're too busy, or they're afraid. If they're afraid that what they're eating is not going to work for them, that's the whole point of this. Just to let you know, this is the whole point of building muscle now over the next, I guess, 21 days until the end of December. The whole point of that now is because I know you're going to be eating stuff that you know you shouldn't be eating, and that's perfect. That's perfect. Last night, I went to a dinner party. I munched down like a half a bag of tortilla chips and salsa, drank a I'm embarrassed to say this, drank a girly drink, a Smirnoff cherry lime. It just, it looked appealing to me. It was delicious also. It didn't get me drunk or anything. There's very little alcohol in it, but still, you know, it could have been a beer. I did a shot of some fireball thing because my neighbors were celebrating something amazing that they just did. And since all those things are like, quote, bad for you, and they are, I'm still utilizing those calories to help me build more muscle. And that's because right before I went to that party, I busted out 40 sets. That's right, 40 sets of dumbbell shoulder presses and barbell bent rows. That's right. I just ripped up my shoulders and my back. And then what did I do? I went back, had a big, giant, delicious meal, and then went right over to that party and continued to stuff my face with low-quality carbohydrates that are awesome for putting back the glycogen that I expended during that workout. So you can do that. You can make the majority of the weight that you gain during the holidays be muscle. And when you do that, think of how easy it's going to be to take the fat off you when you are more muscular than ever. And you were able to go to every party you wanted to, enjoy every beverage, every food item. That's what building muscle can do for you. And then you switch to a fat loss strategy, right? And think about how ripped and defined you're going to look when you have a lot more muscle working for you. Raise your metabolism, baby. Anyway, that's all I got for you on this Sunday. Yesterday was a rest day for me. That was day 6. So today's day 7 so far, the transformation. If you want to get on this, here's what I recommend you do. First of all, learn the basic principles of building muscle. Go to get my free muscle building guide. Go to veganmusclebook.com. Download it today. I send it right to your email. And if you need some more help in handholding, like you want to know that, like, give me the day by day. Give me the meal by meal breakdown. What do the meals need to look like? Then enroll in my 28-day vegan muscle project. Now, it doesn't have to be for 28 days. I just put out a video out there of showing my progress on the same program for 41 days. And people are blown away by it. They're accusing me of using steroids. I love that. Thank you. That's a huge compliment. I've never used or touched or seen a steroid in my life. This is awesome. I've never used hormones and none of that. I've always been someone who's been skinny and someone who thought it was hard to gain muscle my entire life until I figured out how to do it right. And I show you exactly how to do it right. If you're a person who's been struggling to build muscle, especially on a vegan diet, you need this program. At least I'm going to suggest that you do. It's going to help you a lot. It's going to help you cut to the chase and not have to go through years of trial and error trying to figure it out yourself and with the hopes, with no guarantee that you'll ever get it right. Just take the shortcut that I created for you. It's super simple. It's very easy to implement, and it gets results on a weekly basis. Guys, I put on 10 pounds in 28 days. You can do the same. Anyway, I still got room for you. I'm going to be taking care of everybody in my group all the way up until the end of December. That means huge. I'm going to be taking good care. That means they're putting up their workouts. I am critiquing their workouts, telling them exactly how to do it better, how to do it right, so that they are getting the expertise hands-on, not just following guidelines and praying that they are doing it right. They're actually getting my feedback, and I'm making sure they're doing it right. And the same, and everybody's posting up their meals, so I can look through their meals and tell them, are you eating enough? I'll tell them if they're eating enough. You can't eat too much when it comes to building muscle, but for losing fat, which I'm also showing them how to do too, I'm going through all those details. So all those details again are in the free vegan muscle building guide, and then you'll see a link where you can go to enroll in the 28-day vegan muscle project. Again, you want to be part of my free accountability group. All you need is a tool. So you need to get the 28-day vegan muscle project, the paid version of that. Because otherwise, it's going to be very difficult for me to communicate with you effectively if we're not on the same page in terms of the principles, which is what I teach. Also, if you haven't been to already, come to our Facebook page. Man, I've been putting up so much cool content on there. Why? Because it's simple and easy. It's easier for me to throw up 10 awesome recipes and tips and videos and things like that on my Facebook group than it is to do it on my blog, the veganbodyrevolution.com blog. I'll put stuff up on the blog every now and again, but it's a hassle. It's a pain. But with Facebook, I can just put it up on my phone. Go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. Also, I got a contest going on and a drawing. We got, in a couple more months, we've got our life-changing live event coming up. The Metabolic Mastery Intensive full one-day workshop here in Austin, Texas in February. And you definitely want to be a part of that if you want to understand how to unlock the full potential of your metabolism. That you want to create a metabolism that builds muscle easily, create a metabolism that burns fat effortlessly, create a metabolism that will make your health bulletproof while reversing disease. And this is at any age, no matter what your genetics are, you want to be able to do all of those things dramatically faster, a lot easier. You don't want to miss this event. I'm giving away two sets of two free tickets to this event. I have not opened the doors to registration. I'm going to make it fair for everybody because there are going to be a limited number of seats for this event because the room can only hold so many people. That's why. And once I announce the date for the registration, I'm going to have a pretty sweet early bird price. So you're going to want to jump in on that as soon as I open them, but I'm not revealing when that is yet. But you can win tickets to this if you pick up the current copy of Vegan Health and Fitness magazine. You can pick it up at any Whole Foods, any Safeway. You can go to vhfmag.com, pick up the copy where me and my family are on the front cover of, hold it up, take a picture of yourself with it, and you're going to post it on Facebook. Then all you do is in the description or the comment, you know, you write comments or your status update. Just start typing now. You gotta like the Vegan Body Revolution page first, and then in the description you're gonna write Vegan space Body Revolution, and you'll see Facebook will offer Vegan Body Revolution as something that you can tag as if you were there. Don't use the tag function. You're gonna just use it in the comments, and boom. Once you do that, we will be able to see that you post that up. That will enter you into the drawing. Also, we have a second contest too. The person with the best pose with the magazine cover is also going to win two free tickets. All right, so there's going to be a random drawing, and then there's going to be the best pose too. So you got two chances of winning two free tickets to the Metabolic Mastery Intensive, which is the tickets are worth over $390. So I wish you good luck on that. And I thank you so much for tuning in today. This is Thomas Tadlock from the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.